什么？东西就要烧嘛，你也搞要烧嘛，什么就被拿给他，我有什么搞成老茶几？难得他，东西就要烧嘛，对开东西需要紧。
So the portion that we have reached regards to the text, as mentioned in the outlines, the two parts, how to lead the students with the actual instructions. And so within that, then it talks about, this is divided to two, the an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and how to take full advantage. How to actually take the full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity. So within this, we are at a portion of the first, which is again divided into three parts of A, the identification of leisure opportunity, B, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity, and C, contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity. And within these three, we've finished the first, and now we come to the second part B, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity. Yes.
님바 단지 동체와 선반에 된지 대화지 주비 체디 주난다 두바지 마주나 마시 선주지 대화를 봐도 동화 세바삼도 선반에 돈로당 요비 덴르진요 지장 돈로돈다데 높진네 지탈람부 트랜스카나 총바이 칸은 총바이 살로 칸가는 인디 차지 니바 투범 뭐 용도 동화다 소변지 된데든 노방 대당자 시스미시 인말 다 단조제 뉴데는 이제 토벽 깔라 주 남자지 두어 마저 원이나 아니 아 전대 다 대지 니엔섬 전대 지게 근데 전대 권위지도 고르자 아니나 아 전로도 치면 말해 소원 말해 아 대연이 전로 논의 좀 받아 아 이번에 다 롬보치에 주고 심백갑나 근데 톰바 톰르무 톰 톰르무 주죠 디카데니 신노 덴데 갑 디고나 사갑 근데 자 몸보 덴데 야지 야이 근데 롬보 롬보 투 롬보지 투 자데 톰네 자드 사간로 자드 사간로 되고나 다 아니 돈도 마 대비지네 그게 준비나 펑비요 근데 매 샘지네 다 자주 다려다 된다게 고지게 고지게로 아다 대다 텐디 지구에 돈나 저희 돈나 거가 있나 되는지 알아서 소원 그래 이말다 너무 돼요 아니 자 감카시질 차네 대원게 자대용 노바 노심 사야마죠지 근데 전면하고 되네는 매우 온죠 근데 동안 나서 보이는 거 차로 대노지는 천디 도구 땅서 대신해서 근데 찍어보지 나 차네 대 매선 제대로이나 이 말에 근데 단 처음 시간인데 소신 노바 노심 제용 많이 왔지 근데 실세나 인성의 용도 통, 아니, 동안 나서 용과 자기가 대단하다고 했습니다.
So then, here we have, within the text, this is, we have come to a portion at the bottom of page 120, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity. And here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that one having achieved this human body, at the time when we've achieved a human body like this that is endowed with the various leisure and opportunities to practice the holy dharma. If we do not cultivate the holy dharma, then if we were to strive instead merely for the happiness of this life and avoidance of suffering in this life, then at the time of death, then such a way of living such an attitude is no different from that of animals. An analogy given here, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Chandra Gomin's letter to a student, which is compares to an elephant calf elf and calf as it sees a few mouthfuls of grass growing at the edge of a deep pit or precipice. And then due to the craving for that, and it strives, you know, having seen such grass growing at the very edge of the precipice, then goes forth to do the craving for that few mouthfuls and goes forth and tries to eat that grass, then eventually falls into the chasm, the deep chasm of the precipice, and at the same time not obtaining any parts of the grass, but then ending up in great misery and just having fallen into the chasm. So therefore, in likewise manner, then for those who strive merely for the meanings or the purposes of this life, then just like the elephant, you know, having seen those few blades of grass growing at the precipice, one's mind is attracted to the mere pleasures and enjoyments of this life. But however, if one tries to strive only for that, then not only is there no grass eaten, but one falls into the precipice. So likewise, in this analogy, one experiences various sufferings. So if one were to strive merely for the food and clothing and fame and honor of this life, and to strive only in that field, then due to our minds being dissatisfied, not knowing satisfaction, not having contentment, then one does not experience satisfaction, and due to constant craving for that, and then at the time of death, you know, one not only does not actually fulfill one's desires, but also one falls into the lower realms in the next life and experiences suffering.
chebade techen ye nam dhubane ten konong me chobbe ngar chebe ten teta wachi togu te lop chenne deshe nan den ro nama cheche simjito li me nye bako nye ba nam de thato lu yinye me thamme da ka dene de mam jato to si me shiye tang imbare inde chere da chun nam da she dhubba chema penche rida ngondu kumbonda inde ngili tabata tamji jima kari dhubba yinna yon Then Chebajin may do that. Then Chebajin Chebatayoni, Tubachin William Ninjangela, then Chodi Chubat Machalio in Britain. Nimata may do that, and then Noji, and the father of Luda, Lama Inda. Nimata, then again, Kaden Rinzi, ma'am, just say, then Riga Rig, Kandiji in Nayom. Nanyam Nijinina, and then Dominic Najin come to this. Tell a ten amato, Tejidujin Song Jamatoki. Attend the song and do, may do the end, and that's such a much higher.
So then, in the text, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from a letter to a student in which it mentions that when we practice the holy Dharma and we strive for goals loftier or beyond this life, such as a rebirth in the higher realms and in the future lives, or liberation from cyclic existence and full enlightenment Buddhahood in future lives. And when one is striving to achieve these goals, then this physical basis of this human body is the best, you know, for is the most suitable for such practice. Especially within the Mahayana path, when one is practicing, cultivating Mahayana practice, then the human body is considered the best receptacle or a vehicle for such practice. So this human body, you know, there's none other that is similar, has such similar qualities as suitable for cultivating Dharma practice, like the human body. So here in the text it says, you know, neither Nagas, demigods, Bidadaras, Garudas, Kinaras, or snakes attain this path. So however many types of bodies of, that one can possibly attain in the various rebirths, there are none that have as much great mental force like that of a human body. So therefore, here, even if you're born in the human, having a human form, and experiences various sufferings, then on the basis of that, it is easy for one to generate renunciation towards one's samsara, and it's also easier for one to generate compassion towards others. So especially within the path of secret mantra, then it mentions that the physical basis for practice of secret mantra has to be a body that possesses the six elements, six physical elements, in order to be able to practice. So with it, this that kind of body is possible to achieve enlightenment, full Buddhahood within one lifetime, on the basis of that body. Yes. So here, then following Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the Buddha's actual speech, you know, the sutra called Descent into the Womb. So then here, within that text, it says that even when we are born as a human being, in general, we experience the various sufferings, of a human realm, such as birth, aging, sickness, and death. However, this human body still is the best of all rebirths due to the various reasons as mentioned before, such as being the best basis for the cultivation of the Mahayana paths, of the Mahayana practice. And this such a form is difficult to attain, you know, even in within 10 million eons. So here, then Lama Tsongkhapa in the sutras it further mentions that the gods who experience the suffering of death, so when in general the gods spend a lot of time enjoying themselves, however, the major suffering occurs when their karma is exhausted and experience death. And due to, at that moment of death time, they lose the luster in their physical body, and the flowers they're wearing wilt, and the body starts to smell, and their friends, the other gods and goddesses that they used to play with, desert them, so stay away from them. So at that point of time, then those the dying godly realm being then a sort of like deserted by others, then the other sort of like hold a very long staff or pole, and at the end of that they dangle like a flower wreath or a flower garland which they offer unto the head of this dying godly being, and then say to them, may you have a good rebirth, you know. So sort of like praying for them to have a good rebirth after they die from the godly realms. And here this refers, by happy rebirth, they refer to a human rebirth, praying that this God may achieve a human rebirth after that very lifetime. So, and then another similar situation occurs in the Pure Land Sukhavati, or Amitabha, Pure Land Amitabha Buddha. And here, the bodhisattvas abiding in their pure realm obviously do not have the opportunity to achieve enlightenment in the base, in that very lifetime, on the very, in the very body, you know, to achieve Buddhahood. It's not possible. So, the reason being that they do not have a body with the six physical constituents or elements. Then seeing that the human beings in this realm have such suitable bodies with the six elements, or constituents, and then they pray, you know, to be born as a human being to within this realm of ours, this worldly continent, as a human body. So therefore we have achieved such a very precious physical basis at this moment.
Yes. Dona Pache, young Archibald, the Macombinus of Sumbe, Lam Thomas, to be then a mature de Jubaino, somebody. Indeed, come commit then, and Tonam sat the top of me, somewhere. The man also the sat the toy and merit. That take others and nine, come commander, Joshi Chamber, you may omit. Is that Dongang on Jubay Omarva? That tender gave, and the Joshi Mera Yinza. And the day Joshi Jaya Mevada, Tendigong Ogion, Nombay Jigiomare. Tendigan did link something. Lombitena, somebody, John. And the da, Shada, no Banojo, and the Zambling deal, link something non a John, and the Zambling Bangawains. Rita Tayon, and the Zambling de. Celo Genayo, and Joachimo Rodini. Celo Pamene, Celo Jubiba the Mandem Roya. Tendergene, Joamo Mogen Roya Yoindu, Joachi Le La Yoachi. Tendergene, made them away in summer. Zamilimite.
So then Amazon Kappa further continues in the text to say that in the higher realms, in the higher God realms, it is not possible to achieve realizations of like the path of seeing or direct perception of reality. The reason being that in the high, the God realms, because there's no intense suffering, therefore the gods do not generate any form of mental sorrow, and therefore they're unable to achieve such realizations. And the only exceptional cases are when certain gods from the desire realms, abiding in the desire realms due to the positive imprints accumulated from previous lifetimes when they were practicing the path as human beings, that in those rebirths in the God realms, in the desire realms, then they may achieve realizations such as the initial seeing of the truth and so forth. However, most of the majority of the desire realm deities, gods, are just like mentioned before yesterday, that due to their constant distraction towards the constant distraction due to their attraction towards desirous objects, then the object of desire, therefore that kind of rebirth is considered to be a rebirth that lacks the leisure to practice the Dharma. So for the basis for practicing, the physical basis for practicing the Buddha Dharma, in general, one for that purpose, one considers the human physical basis as greater than that of the gods. So the humans inhabit, in general, the four continents surrounding Mount Meru, so according to Buddhist cosmology. So within that, then the beings of the northern continent, Dharminia, which here says Uttarakuru continent, the beings in such continents, they even though it's a human being, they're human beings. However, their happiness are equal to, similar to the godly realms, and they do not have gross delusions. They have a lot of general engage a lot of experience a lot of pleasures. So therefore, it's difficult for them to generate a renunciation or sorrow, have mental sorrow in those realms. So therefore, it is difficult for them to. So therefore, they are not the basis for receiving the vows. So in general, then the other three realms, the eastern continent, the northern continent, the western continent, these three realms are praised to be better, suitable continents for Dharma practice. However, within that, the best is the southern continent, which is this very world system that we abide in. So the gods in the higher and in the form and formless realms do not have the basis for achieving realizations because they do not have the gross mental sufferings. So, also, no.
Northern continent.
Yes.
Yeah, they have no individual possession things.
All
the things are shared by everyone. So they do not, they are not committing still sexual misconduct. So they are not based
on. So, in the beings of the northern continent in general have like shared wealth. They do not have personal possessions, therefore they do not engage in stealing and similar negative actions. So therefore, they are not the basis for the vows. So then, following that, then we say that the beings in the southern continent are the human beings in the southern continent. This world system of ours are the best receptacles for Dharma practice because in this world there is a lot of change. A lot of change occurs. Such as the lifespan, the general lifespan being infinite, then decreasing to the average lifespan of 10 years, and so forth. And this great fluctuation in changes. So therefore, due to the gross mental sufferings, so they're able to generate renunciation very easily. So therefore, this basis, human basis, is the best for practicing Buddha Dharma. Yes.
ແລະຍໍດໍມິນິມະດໍເມດເນນະມະລົງເນຊັນຈະເຕງອາລະເດນອນຈະດໍມິນິມະເຕງອາສໍເດນັນເດນດາເວເຕນຊົມບໍທໍບັນເດດາກິຈີເຊດຣືເມບາຈາເດດໍເມດຈେນານະຣັງກິຣັງລືບາດາມອນຊົມເດດຊິວາຈິຊິຍໍເນໂລດາຊຸມເມກໍມິນິຈະຖາມມອງບໍດາຈີຈີເດແລນຈີຊໍາທໍບັນເດດໍເມດຈେນະຍໍເນເຕດາລໍນິນໂລນະເນຣັງຫາຍມອງບາຈິບາຈິນເດດານະເຊມເມບາຈິບາອໍຍໍບາລາຊຸບິກົນ
Yeah,
tenzo mbodo nye, nyebe kawla, ene chu ma dhruwa chi, dhruwa meba chi yao yina, tate rongi rong lu bada, monsab teli chi waji yao maris. Ene, pina rongi ene, kawla java java chi, ta tanda chi dhruwa ki chi dhu. Ta tanda ti chong sadhu kona, te chu zi tong yao yina, ta meganga ki sali java zon rong cha dhruwa. Ta tendi chi ne, nanzo, nian song nian ruo, ten tu ki dung haa mongpo ji nyong, te jin. Da ten jin ne, eni gewa dhubya no, ten tu ki ten ten tu chi nye. Da ten ten tu nye sadhu gong la, yon te chua la to, nian song maa jie song wa yin na. Da ten le ne, rong ki rong lu sab chi wa ta, yo ma ri. Ten tu ne, yon le sam ne, da tong jin de tong me di chi wa yin na, yon wa mendo sa ne gong go ri.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa further says, exhorts us to cherish or not to waste this precious human rebirth. So for example, the bodhisattvas, if a particular bodhisattva or a bodhisattva of Sukhavati, the Pure Land, Western Pure Land of Amitabha Buddha, they would pray to achieve a human body like the ones we have. And having achieved such a form, then for the purpose of practicing the Dharma, that if they were not to not practice, but to render it fruitless or to make it into waste, this human rebirth, therefore there's no greater foolishness or deception than this. So for example, if we are to undergo many hardships solely to achieve a particular purpose, and having achieved that purpose, then one does not cherish the opportunity, but rather wastes it, renders it fruitless or wastes that opportunity, then everybody will consider that person to be extremely foolish. So likewise, we have been wandering within the lower realms of existences for many times, and at this point for many lifetimes, and due to extensive merit we created, at some point of time we have achieved this precious human rebirth. At this point in time, if we were not to cultivate the Buddha Dharma in such a way, but to again cause ourselves to fall into the lower realms again in the future lives, then it would be extremely foolish to do so. Therefore, we must constantly meditate on these points over and over again, you know, in order to exhort ourselves to Dharma practice.
Kongshi tomnan kowa ye paruchimbe sangwantru chongchukbaji sangwantru yi nubi lelabi yungde juni menan sujin delten reme che imar dati tondan rungde dagi gisi sangwantru ene kahanshi meyi lunde toba yinna kowa le paruchimbe rida paruchimbe sangwantru tukere chujum da chongchukbaji sangwantru Jongju Dubya ke Sangho, Jongju ji Sem Jaya, Tendre Yungare, Tendre Yendu, Yeji Nobu Mbumta Le Jong Thakwe. Ni Yongde Ji Jun Ji Milu Senyande, Tongda Meba Cheja Yena, Ni Deli Lu Sab Cheya Yaw Mare, Yendu Sushi Gende, Ni Dubya Meba Cheyate, Ni Cheyriga Mare Senya, Sangho Yimbare.
Then also cover further quotes from Arya Sura, in his sayings with similar meaning, as mentioned before, that this having achieved this human life, one has the opportunity to plant a seed for going beyond cyclic existence, to achieve the liberation that free from cyclic transcending samsara existence, and also one has also the opportunity for generating bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment. And therefore, this precious human body is more precious or far more superior than hundreds and thousands of wish-fulfilling jewels. So therefore, you know, to render this human life meaningless is extremely foolish. And here, Lord Sura says, who here would attain it and then waste it? Therefore, who would attain such a human body and then render it meaningless and waste it? Yes.
Mm. Ni jiong jiong ni jiong, ni ri da wa ni jiong, da gyo go ma jiong, ni li ba xie ming, ni mong ba xie ming to, 가르테 나게 대도 오늘 몸이 지주 지로나 지원주비 뒤지 양해 친구 동안죠 냠에 속에 연인 나게 됐으니 조반에서 멤버 삼전주 받아 오면서 신도녀 옆에 멤버 지지다는 예전 나니 시도녀 세윤녀와 대치는 아주 몸과 집안이 다는 됐음 믿었어 지몬다 아주 맛이 나 코는 지시유 지수마다 알았어 다시 된다 다기 단라고 지 근데 근데 단주제도 된 성분 늘리지 더 늘리지 늘된 성분이 맛이 신의 근데 소주 대다 주주비야 마정하지 늘리지 아니나 레도다 늘리게 온게 지도 주주야 마정이나 근데 치가 말라 근데 양의 전부 용기를 제외했으나 당에 늘된 주주 동 레마송 삼마게 양의 전부 용이하다 다 신의 양화를 제연도 건나 근데 Nyāvī dhūngā kē, Nyāvī mēlā sōpī sēkī nī lūjī dhūngā nyō. Dā Nyāvā pālā ngūshī chāmo kā sōnō, ngāmi jūrīng tō sē yungi yō yīmārī. Tēndi chē dhū ngō mē tēnā mē kēvā sā, tē wāng kēndē chē xā sāmnē yīmārī njōpā. Yīndā lūjī dhūngā dā, nī sēmnā njōpā. Tēndi kē lūsīm nīngā dhūngā chīmū chē kī rī. Jebade lomu zawari, tesum mebari. Tende yendu, dende juzu matamaji, ande juzu bubure sungu yoyin.
So here, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Shantideva's Engaging the Bodhisattva Deeds. Here, as the same as mentioned before, that having, the meaning is the same as mentioned before, that the having achieved this human rebirth of leisure and opportunity, then having understood this, having recognized, you know, or comprehended, recognized this body as being such a rebirth of leisure and opportunity, but yet not practicing the Dharma due to various conditions such as laziness and distraction and so forth, then at the time of death, one experiences great sorrow and regret at having wasted this rebirth, and then one would be born in the hell realms and undergo the various torments, you know, such as being burned by the fires of hell and so forth. At that point of time, one would remember one's the negativities that one created when one was being born as a human being, and so then one would generate a great mental sorrow. So due to at that point of time, the physical body experiences great sorrow, great suffering. Being burned by fire, at the same time the mind experiences great suffering due to remembering such a negativity and also having wasted opportunity. So at this point of time, having achieved this human rebirth, then to use it to practice the Dharma and not render it or waste it. Yes.
Gomba yabu chungpa yinna, yinni chu dhubya la nani kwa ma yungu yore, yinji kwa ma kwa chi, tangyo kwa nung ten yu dhukwa, dati thomi dhi tong nandhika ma rhi, samni chu dhubya yungu yore, tenyo ni tombi shanne chungwa, jenga wala, taba njoba me yu taba ten nam sumba ta, jenga yung tu dhamni yu rhi chi kong, se rungon ju jantini, kadin dhan dhaba mida yung sa nami jim, yu teli chini kongi dhaman ju, xīn yūpāna sūmbā te lēnri rī tōni tūdāṁ te bātā rōs. Tā tōmbā sīn yīndi gījī rōm tōmbā. Jīngā wālā, tāwān jōvā, mē lū tōbā trēnāṁ sō. Yīndi tōndā nī rūpāla kūma nōngi yōni bārī. Tēgā nōjī nī jīngā wā shūyā. Kōn, rī tā jīngā chūrīṁ bā shūyā. Kōn, Khurung rongyong, bhe, ta thukdam na yugri ji, ini tanjur kodere rechengi yoris, tenyo ni yugbi tsik ta chorchi. Yandu, tanda, kongse rongyong di tunay ba, gaten da tanda ma meze naas, ini chudru ba la rongyong yo ba, kong ba, ini tunje nga tsongde ki yo ba, yo ba. Tan dee kab la ni danyi ngen son do ma nongwa, nzimbar cheba. 덴리지 제 마토가 있나? 아니, 내성 용산 통사 있나? 에? 롱어요 말이 제모리 에테네 에 내성난데 잡추거나 잡매바리 데니야 롱겐 요 말이 세네 에 대공마지 아니 도담 주고요리 성말이
So therefore, if we meditate well on this, these reflect well on this precious human rebirth of leisure and opportunities, then considering also reflecting well on it having great meaning. So if we do this meditation well, then even if others do not exhort us into Dharma practice, they will be able to exhort ourselves to practice the Buddha Dharma and encourage ourselves to practice the Buddha Dharma by remembering the great meaning of this precious human rebirth of leisure opportunity. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from a conversation between Geshe Drontompa and his disciple Jengonwa. So Geshe Drontompa asked Geshe Jengonwa, do you remember, are you mindful of this human rebirth, you know, with the endowment of leisure and opportunity? So Jengonwa replied that, you know, he does so by reciting this verse from Janakirti's commentary on the Middle Way, you know, this verse every time he enters into meditation. So the essence of the verse is that now I have this human rebirth for the practice of Buddha Dharma, you know, this human rebirth which has independence and favorable conditions. So independence referring to the leisure to practice the Buddha Dharma, and favorable conditions referring to the opportunities with this precious human rebirth. So if one does not practice the Buddha Dharma now to prevent oneself from falling into the lower realms, if at the time of death that you plunge into the abyss of the lower realms, then at that point of time one does not have any more independence, one is under the control of others. Then at that point of time, who will be able to free me from such a state and to protect me from such a miserable state? So therefore he recited in such a way prior to meditation, so we should do likewise.
Then the Yuan Yendu, Lindel Yiji, Ni Lela. Then the Yuan Ge, and the Chudrub. 외땡 쳐다나 봐 인성으로
So at the Tawa page 123, Lama Tsongkhapa says that, as mentioned before, this human body possesses great meaning in this, the reason being that on the basis of it, one can achieve the higher goals of liberation and omniscience, you know, omniscient Buddhahood. So in general, when we are practicing the Buddha Dharma, there are two goals, you know, temporal goals of a higher rebirth, and the ultimate goals of definite goodness, such as liberation and enlightenment. And all these can be accomplished on the basis of this human body. So for the with regards to the temporal goals of higher rebirth, then if we want to achieve the signs of that, or rather the accompanying good results of that, such as a beautiful body and perfect attendance and entourage, and having wealth and enjoyments and so forth, then such higher rebirths can be accomplished on the basis of this body. So the cause for that higher rebirth is pure ethics. Is one needs to cultivate pure ethics to achieve higher rebirth. So then, as mentioned before, the human beings of these three continents are praised as excellent basis for practicing the ethics. So especially the beings of this particular continent or this worldly system that we abide within, this is considered the best human rebirth for such practice. So therefore, we can achieve higher rebirth create the causes for higher rebirth on the basis of this human body. And so here, if we want to achieve wealth and enjoyments in future lives, then we need to cultivate generosity. There are various forms of generosity, such as generosity of the Dharma, generosity of material wealth or miscellaneous items, and the generosity of fearlessness and the generosity of love. So all these can be performed or cultivated on the basis of this human body. And also, if you would like to have perfect attendance or surrounded by a wonderful entourage in our next lives, in future lives, then such as having a beautiful body and so forth, then we can do that also by cultivating patience, which again, this human body is considered the best for that. So on this basis, and on top of that, you know, being born as a human in this particular world system of ours, in which the karma created in the earlier part of one's life can ripen at the later part of one's life. So therefore, it is easier to generate faith towards karma and its results, you know, the cause and its results, cause and effect. So therefore, this human body is considered the most supreme for cultivating even temporal benefits. Yes.
Tan donna kichi marere jindu tong cheba ase, songa ni mori. Inda mili nii tohne kichi marere tohla nyo tong chenpo chobji yo. Tenri jindu kichi marere jindu tong cheba ase. Rita tu tung tongji kirena na ni chamba gomba jina, da sona padu meba togu yo arwa. Rita chongsha. Onzojin jabu shingam se yachi. Tena, lo tsewa mongbo la ni tsuchim sungwa le, tandi tukam le, chamba tenji gomba yina te sonin chaya yo songa re. Yende yoni, nanzo, tutsu tungtung keji manji le chamba gomba sonam. Tega noji yina tenji reyna, chonjuji sem gomba yina yo, da sonam badu meba yungurwa. Yende yoni, Sonjusim Gomna, 계지마 레레젠도 도메도 동야 될 폰스민 같이 용도로 다 단지 용도로 제나 아니 주주비야라 논 거를 해야 돼.
이제 초신 수행이 거라 연결 지수는 아 초신 수행이 거라 라 라 창샤
창샤가 참다
나스
고르면 되죠
나스
어디에요 주름이라
나스
기억은 먹고 숨으래
나스
주름이라 애 잡아서 이제 기억은 먹고 숨으래 배율에 한 달 동안 뒤에요
나스
뒤에서 두피야 뒤에는 해주다
응
잠깐 찍고 이제 뒤에 찍고
嗯，所以嘛，不是要来强下给领天领天面才是。强下，嗯，我就是要把双节提前感觉一下。提前感觉呢，喏，反正千万莫把那，虽然那么多把送把的，嗯，你们真正的感觉到了，全部啊，统一给我们的送起来就好了。嗯，那这样东西大家学下，人家讲呀，啊，成就什么讲呀？ 그치 말해라 마도 마곰나요 손은 빠듬 못하게요
그래서
안 좋아하니 텐데 삼노 단 마도 하지 인도에는 메세 주 그치 말해라 인도에는 주수인로야 계좌시야 아니 대모타야 다 텐데 저게 누진원 예행로게 오르와 예행은 아니 주의로야 가세 좀더 심주지 따게 있나 다 주소지에 가고 그래요 다 소주 간동 요대한테 다 체크해서 좀 만도 응원의 삼네 여보 동화대 다신도 따기나 하고 그러. 근데 전에 폰스미 자는 매대한테 단조 삼는 또 맛이서 드시라. 근데 단조 때 그 친구 전에 삼는 동화고요.
So therefore, this human body, possesses great meaning, due to having the potential to accomplish temporal benefits, and also having great meaning due to being able to accomplish ultimate benefit. So therefore, every moment, every single moment of this human rebirth is extremely possesses great meaning. So this human body. With this human body, even if we were to meditate on loving kindness for a short period of time, one would accumulate infinite amounts of merit. It is said in there is a Buddha continent. I'm sorry, there's a pure land of the Buddha called Wangchukgyalpo in the northeastern direction, and it is said to keep pure ethics within that pure land or within that pure land for. Long periods of time, such as eons, then Lao, Lao,
in that in the world, in that Buddhist world, even one protect morality for 10 million of eons.
Yes. So within that, So there's such a Buddha. Then within this pure realm, if one keeps the pure morality or keeps pure ethics for 10 million eons, then that amount of
Lord continent and for the world.
World, the Buddha world, within that world.
Yes.
So within that world, then if one keeps So if one keeps morality for 10 million of eons, that amount of merit cannot be compared to meditating on loving kindness for a single moment within this human realm. So therefore, also if one meditates on bodhicitta,
one collect far more greater merit.
Yes.
Far more greater merit than meditating on loving kindness for one. For one moment, in this distance, this now this continent in this human world, then in that world, 10 million eons protected the morality.
Yes. So if one also if one meditates on bodhicitta mind in this lifetime, then one also accumulates countless merits, countless merit due to infinite merit due to such an act, because one is bringing to mind all the sentient beings. So therefore, the merits that is created is equivalent to the number of sentient beings, which are limitless or countless. So therefore, when meditating on bodhicitta, you know, in this human rebirth, then what one accumulates countless merit. And also, if one strives to achieve Buddhahood, again, by bringing that to mind, meditating on that bodhicitta mind, then one again accumulates countless merit due to that. Then therefore, every moment of this human rebirth,
numerous merit by generating bodhicitta in one second, in even a short time. So one thing is the because the number of the symptoms are uncountable. That they are numberless. That's one thing that you write in a numberless marriage. The other one is the Buddha has inconceivable qualities. The second reason Buddha mentions that Buddhas have inconceivable qualities, you know, limitless qualities, inconceivable qualities. Also by that, generating wish to achieve that, so that also quite numberless marriage.
Yes. So then, therefore, every moment of this human rebirth possesses great meaning, and to waste even a single moment of this human rebirth, one accumulates great loss. There's great sorrow regarding to that. So therefore, one should cultivate the Buddha Dharma. And if we were to waste a single moment of this, so therefore, you understand, if we were to waste a while away our time of a single moment of this human rebirth, then this is a great loss. For example, then we spend a lot of time engaging in unnecessary conversations, you know, and then watching movies and so forth, and so doing such distracting activities. And in this way, that if we, when it comes to actual Dharma practice, so if you analyze in such a way, then a lot of time is wasted not practicing the Dharma. Then when it comes to actual Dharma practice, then when we're doing our prayer commitments and so forth, it becomes more of like a sort of like a tax that you have to pay to the three jewels. You know, you sort of do it in an unwilling fashion, as if, you know, in an unwilling manner. So then when it comes to actual contemplation of the Dharma content of the prayers and commitments that you do, then there's not much, you know, attention paid to the contemplation of that Dharma. So therefore, and the reason why we don't, it's by doing all of this, we do not have any sense of loss or sorrow at having at the time lost, you know, during those moments of distraction. The reason is that because we do not contemplate the great meaning of this precious human rebirth, of this leisure and opportunity.
Tenyi juda nyi zidu mambeba chuse na rumbu jene na tondu doba tabata. Chimanyo devin pomba juje tabi ten me tabata. Tema tondu dunga juman juman. Tewe lupa chishi yo nyamdo samde. Nima ta ngondo ngili kandiji dhugi ina yo drop dhugi yore. Tendriga ten tela da ngondo jio dhubiya da. Ngili tabata tamji shima dhubiya ki tamji shima jio dhubiya la ta nyimsendu buke Chuzhu Roya Tela Ponsim Jane Ninzen Tamjidun, Mabachi Goyan, or the Chadior. Then Mambebachi, send the Nojibus or the Goya Yina, little thing to talk about Tom Mamano. And it's Somba, Rumoji Lendchi, Rumoji Kondo Lendu, Ten Manianchi, that Tano and Nepuge Ponon. And it's a monster, then the chin. So you do honor, Rumuji Kiameva, a Pono Kiji Yunya, a bed tenoji. Tanda and the tendela, Tavatanji Juke and the Jugina, or drop to Yayo, that Maduati, and send the Nojibu Tola, 신현이 자와 제대로 있나 다 먹여 정도 차요. 대원게 번호제 놓으시지. 근데 정말 좀 그러고야. 근데 용의 요인도 근데 정말요 다 교화 마루원에서 대빈 본다야. 근데 단주제 땐서 루비아게 주마사 아인도 다른요 토야메와. 근데 얘네다 동화 주만 용고야. 예선지 동화 주만 용고야. 용게레 근데 제가 있나 롱게로 루바레스 다 롱게로 말루베친 이제 탐제도 아니 그래서 오늘 좀 더 거래 소원이 말해
So there, then Lama Tsongkhapa says that one should also think in terms of this human rebirth, in that it one within by relying upon it, one can achieve it says here high status, which refers to the temporal benefit of a higher rebirth in future lives, and certain or definite goodness of either liberation or omniscience. All these can be accomplished on the basis whatever you desire, you know, of these temporal and ultimate happinesses can be achieved on the basis of this human rebirth. So therefore we should not waste this human rebirth and any single moment of it, but day and night, you know, to strive day and night to create the causes for these two goals. But if we were to not do that, then it would be similar to returning empty-handed from a land of jewels. So, for example, somebody goes to a land, a continent that is famed to have lots of jewels and treasures and so forth, but having arrived there, instead of actually searching for the jewels and treasure, then one spends a lot of time engaging in frivolous activities of distraction, and then also borrowing debt from others, borrowing money and so forth, and ending up in debt, you know, and during the period of time for the purpose of distraction. Then when they finally return to, when the time comes for them to return to where they came from, then they come back, they return to their homes empty-handed without any, found any jewels, and also but with full of debts, you know, full of debts owned to others. So likewise, at this point of time, when you achieve this human rebirth, when we are able to create the causes, accomplish the causes for temporal and ultimate happinesses, but yet we do not do that, then if we were to, it's like coming to, similar to going to an island of jewels, you know, and then and not searching for the jewels. And if we were to be distracted by the appearances of this life and be completely attached and distracted by the appearances of this life, then in the process of doing that, then one also creates a lot of karma, negative karma with regards to that. So one ends up with like lots of karmic debts. So at the time of death, you know, then this negative karma will cause us to fall into the lower realms due to that. And when at that point of time, you'll be deprived of happinesses, you know, in future lives, and you will not be able to obtain again a life of leisure and opportunity. So therefore, then without leisure and opportunity to practice the Dharma, you undergo a continual suffering. So therefore, there's no greater self-deception that is more worse than such a state or such a direction. So therefore, we should continuously exhort ourselves to accomplish virtuous deeds. Yes.
지송바 다로 임바르다 단단하죠 루텐듯 초약에 돈드 나도 깜내 잡냐 강가 아니다 루인의 초약에 돈을 로고요 사야다 아니 공야다 된들 인도인다 루인들 안에 강가 진지하게 요래서 이나다 강가 돈다 매우 진지하는 느낌도 단 그게 추주비하게 루텐 인도 디 자와드 제약의 체드는 라친 비선으로지 네 내가 랑에 지내는 다음에 롱에 동지 초스 임벌다 롱의 펜바지 인도 임벌다 담비 주름 초스 펜만 받아서 단지지만 매자와 시바다 얘는 매 밀리토 밀리인데 줬다 버려서 다 잠수 전부에 로가 제반도 전다 때문에 로고 하게 근데 인도 단에 밀리토를 갑나 고바동하지 잠소대 로야게 트레스톤을 톱대요. 인도 전대 치는 냈다면 니에 가보래. 근데 인도 몸바 듀스니마노 듀스니마노서다 니게 듀스 단 전부도 니게 듀르와 이나다 근데 쟤네 니게 듀스요 니마노서야로다. 요나 듀스서야대 다 가서 남지 자도도 참에 미니아스냐 텐데기 뜻은 마니아스냐 딱 텐데서 오는 말이 인도에는 나 당도에는 단조 동안 제와다 니에가와 텐데 싸움이 인도 거나 니 노야용 콤밤에 대해서 하는 거 텐데 쟤는 주도고야지 레에 성구요
So there the Lama Tsongkhapa further continues by saying that one should by remembering that this human body can accomplish great meaning, possesses a great meaning, so therefore one should not, one should be very mindful to not waste a single moment of this human rebirth, and to exhort oneself to develop a great desire to take full advantage of this human rebirth. And Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Shanti Deva's writings, engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds. Then here it says that this human body, in order to sustain it, then one undergoes various hardships to provide sustenance for this body, such as food and clothing and so forth. So this giving this body food and clothing to sustain it is like giving it wages and bonuses. So when you do not give wages and bonuses to someone for no reason, you give it in order for that to make that person act for your welfare. So having given the body such sustenance in such a way, then one should accomplish it, use it to accomplish great meaning by cultivating dharma. One must make it act for oneself, you know, to practice the dharma. Shantideva further goes to say that when we achieve this human body, it is almost like a boat. It's compared to a boat by which one can free oneself from the great river of suffering, which refers to cyclic existence. So however, this boat is achieved only this once, you know, and it is difficult to obtain again. So therefore it says there, do not sleep now, fool. So therefore, here do not sleep can refer to not sleep. So the time for sleeping is nighttime. And so it can refer to not sleeping at night, or to also, as mentioned before, there are the three parts when the night is divided into three parts, the beginning, the middle, and the ending part. So in these three divisions, to sleep during the middling division, the middling part of the night. And also can also mean that have a connotation that when we contemplate this precious human rebirth is great meaning that can be accomplished. Then at that point of time, one can even go to extent for going sleep. You know, one even finds that there's no time for sleeping. You know, because even that time could possibly be wasted when it could be used for dharma practice. Yes.
Bodo, Jesus Mataro, Bodo, Petit Legion, 新聞茶室、ジョーナション、ゾンビニアドメルセン、シーソンバトサン、ニンボネンドジェイドウォーズ。今日は、ゲジボドワコンゲネ、ペチューセン。ダンジテナネ、ダンベノウテンレ、サバトンユニコーナ、テコンゲセンバイナウタテ、デジャーゴレ、デジャージュドウス、ソングヨレ。ダンジテナネ、ペチューノーナ、新聞茶室、ジョーナション、 そうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそう thoma me ba ne dewa me gyo da kom a ene tanjo gi jyo ma do te re che de ha yin du tanjo gi me de se ya te thom me si bi so no che la da tho ba re te re yin du te da chung ba re so ma yin ba te re yin za ni mo ne do che go re se ya
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from Geshe Potowa's writing, jewel heaps of teachings through analogy. So here, in this writing, Geshe Potowa uses various worldly analogies, you know, to demonstrate the teachings of the Buddha by joining certain analogies that appear in this world, you know, to illustrate, you know, different parts of the teachings, combining different parts of the teachings. To illustrate that, so here it says, an insect's obeisance ride upon the wall as the sound person's fish and buttered balls of roasted body flour. So here, when it talks about an insect's obeisance, here, for example, for an insect to rise up and suddenly do prostrations and then say, "I prostrate to the Buddha," you know, that is a virtually impossible thing to happen. So likewise, this human body is so rare an opportunity to achieve that is almost like impossible to achieve. So the reason being that since Wiggling as Reapers up to this point of time, we have been constantly familiarized with the states of negative states of minds. So therefore, due to constant familiarity with non-virtue, it is almost impossible to achieve this precious human rebirth. This is rebirth with leisure and opportunity. But now, at this point of time, having achieved this, then we should strive to extract the essence or derive meaning from this human rebirth by cultivating the Buddha Dharma. Yes.
Just before, where it says, during the time. During the time, being ignorant, don't fall asleep, don't sleep. So what Rinpoche said was, it has two meanings, two ways to understand. during the time of sleep, don't sleep. That's the first word was mentioned. One meaning of that, during the time of sleep, don't sleep. Then the other one is, to not sleep. The upper part of night and lower part of night to practice Dharma. So the main thing is the previous one, during the time of sleep. The first meaning of that is during the time of sleep, don't sleep.
Da, jiang xiong se ya de, ni zhu xiao jiang xiong ba se ya, yin ba de da, bo de yu de ge bu la ten zhi chung ba de. ဒုရှဝဆင်းရှာရီချိမရှာရီချိအဲနိသာအကျောင်းဆင်းနေတန်တော်ကိုချိရတာရေခွန်တေးရနေတန်တေးပါဘာအဲညမတာတန်တေးချင်းနေခေပါဆန်ထုံးမေရှိုးတေးရခေပါခေပေကောင်းနေဂျင်မတ်တုံဂျင်မတ်တုံတေးနေဒီခေပေဘောလာအကျောင်းတေးဆောင်းဂျင်မီချာတာကယုံယောရဂျင်ပါအဲတန်တေးချိလာဒုရှဝဂျင်မတ်တုံကန်ရော
ကျေတဲ့နည်းကျောင်းကြီးမကြီးဟောတာအဆတမ်းတေးရတယ်။အဲ့တော့ဒုရှဝကောနည်းကျောင်းကမှချောင်းရတယ်။ချောင်းရတဲ့နည်းကျောင်းရောကြပါ။အဲ့တော့
jiong ge ngo man jue qi ma le qi. Da jiong jiu 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 qi, an sam ji ka le ka, an ni ka le jin ruwa ra. An ka le jin ruwa de, an chu xia wa ko sen po po qi, an le le ma ra. Le. Jin da, jiong ge ke na, an ni pa ge re ko na, lo yi sen da da, yong da ten da ke kin ruwa ruwa. Da jen da ge, an ni, chu le le ka qi ga, an ni, sen la ba ra. Jin da ma, jiong ge ma pa, lun, lene kar qi ga zi. Se de go na, an ni, nga chugu xia wu jiong thot le ba terin re zi. Nda terin me ne ka, di len e zi, la ba ra. Da ten nong zi, nga rong so, tangyo yi me li to ba terin re. Chu terin me ji ka du zi e zi, sam go re zi, ni bodo vi ten re zi jiang nong bar.
Then here, the text continues to say, a ride upon a wall as, here, Poto was, this is referred to a person, a lame person that existed at the time of Poto was abiding in this world. So this lame person rode on a wild ass. This wild ass is almost like a horse-like creature that lives in the plains of Tibet. So this lame person used to go pee on nearby a cliff, and so this ass was sort of like this ass was sort of like wandering underneath the cliff. And so that person then, seeing the ass underneath the cliff, then jumped onto it. And anyway, so then the ass started running very quickly. Ass started running very quickly, and after some point of time, it got really tired. And stopped, you know, so I started going slowly. So then that person started to sing out, break out in song. So then the people asked him, you know, why did you break out in song, you know? So he said that for a lame person like me, you know, to be able to ride upon a wild ass, such an opportunity is extremely rare. And like this once, you know, if I don't break out in song at this point of time over such a unusual opportunity, when else should I break out in song? So likewise, Geshe Potowa here is exhorting the Dharma practitioners to extract the essence or meaning, derive great meaning, or take full advantage of this human rebirth, and that we have achieved this precious human rebirth of leisure opportunities, this once, and if we do not derive great meaning or take full advantage of it by practicing the Buddha Dharma, then when else, you know, will be a greater time to practice the Buddha Dharma?
And that Zambi Nya to me was saying the Zambi Nya say that you know Zang say that no be me and the Zang ne ji Fasa ma yong 사산에는 그 냐샤지라 이 말이 냐샤. 나 그 냐샤도 심나가 줘. 내 몸보세 몸보세는 그 주로체. 주로체 되거나 세 심보도 줘나 판바스는 게 담바래 제가. 이제 나도 나 대한 노제는 단전들 도매도 또나 판바스는 본심 되는 거지. 나 집어대도 세 그래네 대가세 마죠나 본동야 개요 말아. 그래서 단전에 내가 다도의 동 간지 도의 있나요? 도도 약이 늦은 된지 인데 내 동매도 떠나 아니 본심 제거야 저러.
So then it says here the Zang person's fish. So here refers then there was this person who came from this region of Zang in Tibet, and then he went to Lhasa, and when he went to Lhasa, then he also acquired the flesh of a fish. So that the fish in those days was sort of like considered delicacy. So then he was eating the fish. Then of course he ate heaps and heaps and heaps, and until he was about to puke. Then he thought it was such a great waste, you know, if you were to puke the fish because it's such a delicacy. So he used a rope and tied up his neck so that he would not puke the fish in case it would be wasted. So So likewise, we have this precious human rebirth. If we were to waste a single moment of it, then there's great loss and sorrow. You know, there's nothing wasting this precious human rebirth. There's nothing like puking fish, because the food that's wasted from that cannot be compared to the goals, ultimately the temporal ultimate goals of higher rebirth, liberation, omniscience that could possibly be accomplished, you know, from this physical basis. Yes.
Jesus Madhusana Nyingpo Nyingdo Jethawas. Da Tanjun De Tohan Chenpo Tendriji Rehete Ko Nye Kawa Mimba Yinna Yon Yugu Nye Diyo Kona Ti Tawda Chob Tukurwa. Da Tohan Chewa Zandu Maze Nye Kawa Rehese. Sumba Shindu Nye Kawa Samba Ne Te Tawu Tewa Teyang Nungjili Minro Ne Shibu Le Dejima Na Sajima Dodo Tendri Tendru Jewa Ne Semu Zemmyo nombe lo dong dra shing. Denro nyi ne shimpyu te ngenro nrowa ne sa chimbo tong. Ten ne denro chewa ne sa sen zemmyo jibbe lo dong dra ba sumbe denro dong ngenro nyi nga nye bar ka wo. Ima da de nung je. Se den duwa. Jom den de rong ke duwa nung je le. Ene mildi nye bar ka wa res. Di pe la ca ke ne ca ke semmyo. Dorje yaji. Ani sachimbo de mongbare dan sage tse semyo tsege dorje mongbare yas. Se tenje song. Da sachimbo dorje mongbarewa. Yende ta de mongbare yashude ani ngenro ne shimpyo ne denro je ya te sachimbo dorje mongbare yas. Denro ne ngenro ma kaze. Ngenro ne shimpyo de ngenro je ya te 년도의 신분은 년도 제와대 사천부도 돈다래. 그래다 년도는 년도 제와네 사생이 쯤으로는 비도 돈다래. 소원이 말이. 다 내가 너희네 년도네 마 년손의 제야대 사천부도 돈다. 년도는 년도 제와대 영 사생이 도 돈다. 배든지 안에 소원이. 인도다 Dendro ne dendru ten thawya ten yon kawari. Ngendro ne dendru ten thawya ten yon kawari. Ta ngendro ne dendru ten thawya kawari. Ngendro ne gewa dhubya ke kamae wachi. Ke dunga jinnan ne gewa dhubno mewa yindu dendru nye kawachi. Ta dendro yon, dendro ne dendru cheya ten yon kawo. Kare se na dendru cheya dendru jyoto korwa. Indi ta medyudama thomna yon. Panchevate, and the big one, go, tender chedu, dendro ne, dendro cheyateo, combore, and
so on. So then, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that by thinking along these lines, we should develop the desire to derive meaning or to take full advantage of a human life of leisure and opportunity. So then following that, the Nama Tsongkhapa goes to describe how to contemplate the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity. So here, Nama Tsongkhapa uses the various examples to illustrate that. In the text in the Vinaya Vastu, or the basis of discipline, the Buddha used analogy, sort of like dug his fingers into the earth and then showed the dust in his fingernails, and compare the dust in his fingernails and the dust on the earth, and asking which is more, the dust particles in the fingernails of his hand or the dust particles on the earth. Therefore, the reply, from the disciples was that the dust particles on the earth was more. So here, in general, it is difficult. So then the Buddha said that those beings who were born having died in the lower realms, that are again born into the lower realms, there are a number, there are many, just like the particles of the earth. And those beings who, having died from the lower realms, that are born into the higher realms, are extremely rare, like the particles in the nails of his hands, fingernails of his hands. And for those beings who had died from the higher realms, and then are after death are born to the lower realms, then they are many in number, like the dust particles of the earth. And those who having died from the lower realms and again are born again into the who die from the higher realms and again are born into the higher realms, then these are very rare, a few number, like the dust particles in his hands and in his fingernails. So the reason, so here it is illustrating that it's difficult for one to be, for one who is born into the lower realms and after death to be born in the higher realms. The reason being that when one is in the lower realm, to be born in the higher realms, one needs to accomplish virtue. And that is difficult to accomplish in the lower realm where one is constantly being tormented by various physical and mental sufferings, you know. So therefore, one is unable to practice or cultivate virtue in those states. And it is also very rare or difficult for one who is born in the from the higher realms after their death to be again born in higher realms. Again, the reason is that to cultivate virtue, one needs to cultivate virtue to have a higher rebirth in the future life. However, that is again difficult because most beings are in the higher realms are constantly distracted by the pleasures of those realms and constantly engaged in creation of negative karmas, and therefore unable to achieve a human a higher rebirth in the future lives. Yes. Further goes to say that a single moment of anger towards the bodhisattva will cause for that you must stay for an aeon in the unrelenting hell. So here, if one generates, as mentioned before, if one generates anger towards the lama, then one needs to spend countless aeons for a large number of eons, for that karma, as a ripened result of that karma of generating anger towards one's spiritual master for even a single moment or instance. And if one generates anger towards the bodhisattva, a bodhisattva, then one would reap the ripening result of staying for aeons in the unrelenting hell. So this depends upon the object of the anger, you know, due to the power of the object, and how much heavy the karma is. Then if one generates anger towards a bodhisattva of the first ground, then one destroys great amounts of roots of virtue and falls to the hell realms. If one generates anger towards a bodhisattva who is beginning his training, his or her training in the path, then one destroys a thousand eons of positive karma, roots of virtue, and then one falls in the lower realms or the hell realms, the unrelenting hell for that period of time. So in general, we do not know who is a bodhisattva and who is not. So on top of not being able to recognize bodhisattvas, we also generate a lot of anger. We constantly generate anger very frequently. So therefore, we definitely have to go to the hell realms due to that, you know, due to that kind of karma. If there is a bodhisattva amongst the people they generate anger towards. So putting aside this life, you know, the possibilities of that in this life, many previous lifetimes we have generated anger towards bodhisattvas, you know, unknowingly, and so creating the karma to experience such suffering in the unrelenting hells. So then the way for that karma to be exhausted, it would be either we purify it through the various means of engaging in purification, or that karma gets used up when it is in the form of ripening result, you know, and when it is fully ripened and completely exhausted. So since these imprints, you know, accumulated from previous lifetimes have not been destroyed, you know, due by an antidote such as the four opponent powers to purify these results, and also they have not yet so-called issued effects, it says here, but generally has not yet ripened into a result. So therefore, you know, it is definite, almost assured, you know, that we will be falling to lower realms if we do not purify this negative karma. So also, as I said, that it is difficult to assure oneself of the happy rebirth. Is extremely rare, and if we are born into the lower realms, then once we are there, we will not cultivate virtue, but continuously accumulate negative karma. So therefore, the reason being that when we are being born into the lower realms, then it is difficult to accomplish the causes for achieving a rebirth in the higher realms. Yes.
Ruben Dinchu Tar, Minish in the Togerson. Kiji is a division, Kabana Menejo, Tomikoasa, then Roman Romuchigus, she is Michelo. Imada, Tage, Conan Bayada, Tandata, Chibachiwano, Reno, in the Tandanganzo, Melito, Reni, Chudu Kabata Dema, and then the Kablayon, Chuma Dovayina, and then in Songa Donga, na. And then the more attended chain bookabla, and they give up to the Alium Kumar was. That's it, then the song.
So then, Namasalava further quotes from Shatta Davis, engaging in the bodhisattva deeds. And here it is, again, has a similar meaning as mentioned above in the brief portions. In general, you know, if one does not purify through confession, you know, one's negative karma, and restrain oneself intentionally from creating these causes again, then one would definitely be born into the lower realms or the hell realms, you know, without any trace of a doubt, you know, due to the negative karma, extensive negative karmas we've created. So in general, having achieved this human body, it is a good, having achieved this human body, and we have the good fortune to practice the Buddha Dharma. If we do not cultivate or practice the Buddha Dharma, but were to not observe the law of cause and effect, you know, to be ignorant of, or to ignore, you know, the law of cause and effect, the law of karma, then we do not achieve, and we do not cultivate virtue, then we will fall into the lower realms. So therefore, it is exhorting us to cultivate virtuous actions. Yes.
Yāng dēndrū jīvī tāpā mīgāo ñam nā dōngā dī ñuwa jīndā dīwbān chāng chāng nā sōg bī ngīndrū nā shīmbū jō ngīndrū jīgū bī tāpā kātī dēsāng khu nā yōng jīn dēn nām dā mī jīn dīdā dēn yōng jī dīwbā jīndā rāb dī jī xī sūng bī xē rō dā ngā sōg dōngā ñuwa yōng dī gōng nā lē jī dā nā ngā sōng dā jī yā kē lē dī nribā dē sēn rō gu yō rō yīndū lē ngā bā sēn nē Te sen rodi ta den roche yungari sanna, den roche yungari, inna ngen son ne thong na yon tawa kawa maare, le te sen yungde de thayn rogre sanna. Inba ta ngen son ke ten de la, ngar je ngen son che yoke le je le ngen ba te pa se, sar de ne ngen son che yake le san me na da ten de re se thayr re te, ngen son de che ne yon, Rita, dungha de, ngami dungha nyong, jindu dhigwa mikwa na soji saka re, tenri yendu yene, te dhigwin dhigwa na, nyong nga sondi che, tenri yene, ta kabo che kiriyas. Pini nga zotanda thong de ya ke yene, Rita, taksi ke zono onda, chusin ke zono onda, ta mbo che chong, tiso tan yendu kona, soju chong chong ke tsoa che de ya. Kono che wa te la, ane sōjū yōng yōng, ātā tīkwā yōng yōng sāne, tīkwī nōng dā tsab chī shū, ātā tēndrī chēne, dā sā dā, tōng chū dī yō dā rō. Tēndrī yōng ngā tsō yōng dā, ngā rō dā jīwa yīn dā tēndrī yōng yā dā. Rē dā nyā wā yī dā, dā sō dā jīwa yīn dā yō dā, nyā wā yōng sū bā dā wā yīn dā. Ani yī mā rē dā, rē dā, lē ngā bī wā ngā sēm jē nā, jī gā jī dā chō sēm jī. Ani tōng yōng dā gō nā dā tōng yā sō nōng jī. え、じゃあ、それじゃ。え、にまじれ、あ、尊天家、修天家世界や、あ、天地家でごさびがある。インドね、ね、その地ま、なんもたびある、ま、その方がね、たかぼれ。え、天地インド、だんだ、あ、見えから、え、ルテン、そんぼんで、じにえで、あ、かんでら、あ、今で天の様の尊ね、三遍単よ、天で二兆がこんな、神と中水ばてら、たんじゅるべ
So therefore, then the bottom of page 125, within there is Lama Tsongkhara presents a doubt in which some people may think that when we fall into the lower realms, for lower rebirth in the lower realms, then we experience suffering. Then due to the suffering, then one exhausts the results of negative karma. Then when the, then thinking that when the karma, negative karma is being exhausted, then one would be able to be born into the lower realms. You know, after that, one makes such an assumption, and also one makes an assumption that is, therefore it's not difficult to be free from the lower realms having fallen into it. So the refutation of that is that if one were to be born into the lower realms, then when one is in the lower realms due to habituation, then one creates more negative karma in those conditions, and then again to cause oneself to be born again, you know, again and again into the lower realms to experience the suffering results. So therefore, when one is born in the lower realms, then it is difficult to be free from that state again, because one is continuously creating more results of suffering. creating more causes of suffering and more causes to be born and experience the suffering in the lower realms. So we can see, look at the animals around us, such as tigers and leopards, crocodiles and various predatory insects. So they're constantly preying on other animals or life forms, they're constantly engaging in negative karmas of killing. So these negative karmas will then cause them again to experience suffering, the sufferings of a lower realm rebirth, you know, to again to be born within the lower realm and to experience the suffering results of these heavy negative actions. So likewise, if you're born into the hell realms and hungry ghost realms, these are also similar instances. For example, in the reviving hell, within that, then one, due to the negative karma of those sentient beings there, then they constantly have the apparition or illusion of seeing other beings around them as enemies, as their enemies. Then they go forth and kill them. No.
Due to karma, the first elderly being again being alive, then again due to karma, due to karma, then they get angry, then they see other beings, then they kill. They kill hundreds of sentient beings one day.
Yes. So due to the karma of those beings in the reviving hell, then being revived again, born again. So in this case, they due to the negative karma, then they see the beings around the other hell realm beings around them as appearing as form of enemies, and then they kill them. You could kill so many beings, hundreds of beings in one day. You know, and then they're revived again if they get killed, and again they engage in that action again. So again, they create a lot of negative actions from that within one day. So therefore, if we are born in such lower realms, you know, it is difficult to be free from it again. So therefore, then reflecting in such a way on the difficulty of obtaining a human life of leisure opportunity, then one should develop desire to take full advantage or to derive the essence, extract great meaning, you know, from such a precious human rebirth. Yes.
50번에는,
so all the teachings that you heard, please apply them into actual practice.